This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Friday that they would hear a case that could cripple the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The IRS arbitrarily gave federal subsidies to those who purchase health care through a federal exchange after 36 states refused to create such exchanges. Congress never offered subsidies under federal exchange programs. If the high court strikes down the IRS federal exchange subsidies, Obamacare may simply become impossible. The first black Republican woman in the U.S. Congress, Mia Love, was elected from Utah last Tuesday, and the first black to serve in both the U.S. House and U.S. Senate, Tim Scott, was also elected Tuesday to a full Senate term from South Carolina. The GOP is questioning why the NAACP would neither offer congratulations nor even recognize the accomplishment, the implication being that the NAACP might only be interested in promoting blacks from one party, which happens to support abortion. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is unilaterally countering UN Security Council policy. Ban Ki-moon declares that nations must provide abortions to women who are victims of rape in refugee camps in Syria, Iraq, and Sudan. The Security Council, his boss, has repeatedly rejected such a notion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.